So I was asked to sort of be slightly challenging and try to disagree with our speakers. And I have to say, I find myself in violent agreement with much of what I've heard. So what I think I'll try to do is try to stretch the boundaries of ambition as much as anything to provoke a debate. And Nancy referred to the sort of the Brexit bubble that lots of us experienced a couple of years ago. And I can remember in the summer after the referendum, reading lots of material, trying to get my head round what had happened and trying to make sense of it for me personally. And one of the books I came across in that was a book by a guy called John Ralston Saul, who's a Canadian commentator, philosopher, novelist, and conveniently a King's graduate. And he wrote a book called The Collapse of Globalism. And he wrote that in 2005. So a number of years before the financial crash. And he talked about this interregnum, this in-between time. And he went on to say that in those in-between times, you have these moments of uncertainty, which can be positive or could be negative. And it seems to me that we are really in a moment of deep uncertainty as a country and as a sector. And he describes these negative moments of uncertainty and then describes, and I quote, the short positive moment of uncertainty where it becomes possible to emerge into a less ideological and more humanitarian era. So I think what we need to do as a sector is to really think about how we respond as universities, as what's our purpose as universities, in a positive way to a lot of challenges that we face. And it's very easy, as somebody works in a university, to get overwhelmed with the challenges, but we need to be positive. And I think there are two responses we can take. The first response, slightly tongue-in-cheek, is from another philosopher, Reg, in The Life of Brian. And Reg says, but apart from better sanitation and medicine and education and irrigation and public health and roads and a freshwater system and baths and public order, what have the universities ever done for us? And I think that's the response that we've been making for a generation. And I don't think, and I think this is what David was alluding to, that that response is tenable anymore. And we have to come up with a new definition of what the public purpose of a university is. And we had a number of ideas from our speakers. We need to re-articulate that in a way that builds trust and confidence in what universities are for. And I also think actually a lot of this is rediscovering what we were founded to do in the first place. If you look at the history of some of the great universities, they were founded actually to do a lot of what David, Nancy and David were articulating. As we do that, I do think there's something about rethinking education. I absolutely agree with our speakers. I think education is changing. I think one of the most exciting things that's happened over the last few years is around the whole social mobility agenda. Colleagues at King's tell me that we have, over the last 10 years, exposed 60,000 students who would not have gone to university without our widening participation program to universities. They may not have gone to King's, they may have gone to other institutions, but that is an extraordinary statistic and something we should be proud of. And we should be looking not to move and retrench the idea that universities become exceptional experiences, like when I went to university, but actually, you know, we should be aiming to have participation up in the 50, 60, 70, 80% and think about how we deliver that going forward. Same arguments, I won't make them, around research and research impact and how we demonstrate the value of universities going forward. But the area I just wanted to focus on, and Nancy mentioned this and David Willetts mentioned this at the end, is this sort of third mission around social responsibility. As these anchor institutions, there are very few other institutions which have the mandates we have in communities. And we can drive change in ways through our education and through our research, but we can drive change in being socially responsible institutions. I found out by chance last week that at King's, 100% of our directly procured electricity now comes from wind farms. Yeah? That is us as an institution making a difference to an issue of social importance. This year, we accredited ourselves with the Living Wage Foundation. Again, we're making a commitment as an employer to pay a living wage. And it's only an agenda we've started getting engaged with, and actually Manchester, I think it's fair to say, has led the way on this in the UK in putting social responsibility alongside education research as part of its academic mission. And at King's, we have effectively copied that. We call it service for reasons of history. But I do think, as institutions, if we can find that social mission, as well as that educational mission and that research mission, we begin to build trust, we begin to re-articulate our public purpose. And then just to finish, a bit of data, I like my data. If you look at, and Ipsos Mori have been doing this for a number of years now, you look at the values of young people. So you have a group of people who are termed Generation Z. They are the 16, 17-year-olds of today. So they are the customers going into universities in the next couple of years. And if you compare them to the millennials, who are the 26, 27-year-olds, and ask them the same questions. If you ask them a question around volunteering, have you done any form of voluntary activity over the last 2 years? The Generation Z, our future customers in universities, 50% of them say they have, compared to 30% of the millennials. If you ask them whether they proactively look to shop in social with social enterprise type organisations such as Fair Trade and what have you, a third of the Generation Z are saying that they will preferentially shop in social enterprises compared to a fifth of the millennials. So as we sort of look to the future and we look to rediscover, re-articulate and redefine what we mean as a university, actually I think our sort of customer base is going to force us to actually become socially responsible institutions as well as transformative institutions in delivering education and delivering research impact and driving through change. So that's my challenge, I guess, is let's be more ambitious than some of the comments we've heard.